It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I think giving this opportunity, you take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Jeeva, you've topped world best netballer pool time and time again. But that said, I've no idea how much Serena is paying Alexa. It's of those. Welcome to this Viper Town special. And I thought we'd start with a quick look back at school. Were you always sporty?
Yeah, I think so. And I think there was no doubt that I would go down that route. My mum was heavily involved in tennis and my dad loved all sorts of sports. Used to play gridiron, so American football with the Bobcats in Bournemouth, and athletics and football and cricket. So my family are always very heavily involved in sport. And I guess living on the South Coast, we had the sea at our doorstep. So we did a lot of kayaking and sailing as well. So I think the one route that I did take that was slightly different to the rest of my family was I went down a team sport route and into actually netball. My mum didn't really like netball when she played it at school. My dad hadn't had too much to do with it. So that's where I did seem to branch out on my own and find my own niche.
The trampolining you enjoyed as well. That was obviously going to be out because of the height, but you had some involvement with basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I always say that netball found me rather than I found it, and it was because I was actually playing a lot of basketball at school, and we didn't have any girls teams at St. Peter's, the school I was at, so I joined the boys team until it got to an age or a year where I wasn't welcome anymore by the other schools. The boys didn't want me playing, and so I had to find another sport and decided to join the girls and sort of picked up netball that way. So yeah, basketball was, I guess, my sort of original team sport. But being very sporty, I did a lot of athletics as well. But trampolining was actually my main competitive sport outside of school. And I competed at a high junior level, and thoroughly enjoyed what I was doing. But as you can tell for the height of myself, I'm not really built as a trampolinist. They tend to be a lot shorter and lower centre of gravity. And that's something that I'm definitely not with my long arms and legs.
Still a heck of a lot of fun, mind.
It is, and every time I see a trampoline, whether it's in a backyard or at a play park, I'm the first one there to probably push the little kid on there aside and hop on and have a good bounce and giggle around. So I've got a few skills that I can pull out of the bag, but I can't really do any of my doubles anymore.
What was it like in those early years? I think it was round about when you were 15, your mum saw the Lynn Gunson workshop, took you out of school.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, mums, as they do, they're always into something or see newsletters that come across their path. And she actually saw a high performance centre that was being set up at Bath University, which is only sort of an hour and 40 minutes up the road from Bournemouth, and been headed up by a Kiwi, by Lynn Gunson. And my mum's always had a sort of fascination with New Zealand and thought it was a beautiful country and beautiful people. And so was quite intrigued putting the two together and saw that it was netball, and I was just getting involved in netball. And so she dragged me along up to Bath, and we had a day there sort of spending chatting with Lynn, and mum went off and had a chat with her. I went off and did some sort of netball exercises with Lynn, and next thing I knew, I was sort of signed up to this program and heading up to Bath almost three or four times a week, being part of the high performance program there with a lot of names that you're calling in the netball world, like Jess Garland and Kath Ratanatalola, and so many great names and animes. And it's quite cool to think that I've sort of come through the Bath footsteps and not only being coached but played alongside so many great people, and one of them obviously being Amma Boise, who's our current England captain.
It's just some of the teammates at that time as well, the fact that they're still part of the Super League England just shows what that side had.
I think so, and I think the expertise that Lynn brought, not just in her netball knowledge, but how to sort of run a program and how to develop girls as not just netballers but people away from the court, is sort of testament to how far we've gone and being able to spread across the world, not just obviously in the UK through Super League, but playing out in the ANZ in New Zealand or playing in the Suncorp Super Netball in Australia. So definitely testament to Lynn Gunson, what she was able to set up at Bath, and The fact that we were able to come through as people and players and be able to improve our netball and make great friends and connections along the way. And Facebook is a great thing. I'm still in contact with many of those girls and seeing the success they're having now, not necessarily as players, but as coaches sort of developing the next generation.
I thought I'd just ask you about Storm in 2009. You and Sonia at the back. Jamie
it
as
was,
well,
it was a... it? Yeah, with Tamsin and, Jamie as well. I'm trying to remember all the girls that were in the team back then.
I've got a list.
So it was a new
Hannah,
franchise.
Rachel,
was...
Tamsin, Becky, Hannah, Reed, Gemma, Rachel, Natalie.
Oh, wow. It's so
what
cool when you hear all those names being reeled off. Yeah. You know what? All I can really remember from that time is how much fun it was, but also the success we managed to have on court. And I think that's because the program that was developed there, it was a new team that were being set up at Surrey Storm and involved with the university. And it was one of those opportunities where Sonia and I knew at the end of the season we were going out to play in Australia for the first time and be part of their competition. So we wanted to make sure we still had our connection and our partnership in the circle as sort of England goalkeeper, goal defence. So we decided to move to be at the same club team. So I moved across from Bath, and I believe Sonia moved across from one of the other London teams. And we had a great year at Surrey Storm. Unfortunately, I believe Sonia and I had to leave a little bit earlier, just before finals, to head out to play in the Australian League. But the time that we did have at Surrey Storm was fantastic, and I've just got such fond memories of not just the team, but the environment that we created there, and even the photo shoots that we had in that amazing coloured kit.
You've had some amazing coaches in your time, people like Lynn and Jackie. How important have they been to you?
Yes, I've come across some amazing people, and I've been exposed to some fantastic coaches along my career. And I mean, that goes right back from school days and my sort of PE teachers and coaches at school, all the way through to club, county, regional, Super League, and now out in Australia and England as well. I definitely think a coach that's able to bring the best out of you is someone who not just works on you as a netball player and your physical attributes and your skill level, but someone who also focuses on you as a person and that holistic approach and being able to make sure they've got a happy person and that reflects onto court. And currently the situation I'm in at the moment under Nolene Tourer at Sunshine Coast Lightning, she's a coach that seems to just emulate everything that I'd want to be as a coach, and brings across all the amazing coaches that I've had and rolls it all into one for me. The knowledge that she brings, the honesty that she brings, and also the fact that she's just normal. She just gets it in terms of it's a game at the end of the day, and obviously we want to go out there and do our best, but is realistic in the fact that you need to be able to push yourself mentally, physically, but at the end of the day it's a game and you've got to enjoy what you do.
And the partners you've had at your end, people like Billy, Sonia, Mon, Bianca, when it works, it just works, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's one thing I've really enjoyed about my netball career is the amazing defenders that I've played in the circle with, and all of them have been special in their own right, and all of them I've had so much fun with, and I really think they've supported me in the role and becoming the netball player I am today. And I think one of the things I pride myself on is the ability to be adaptable and to try and blend around that person and their skill level out in front of me. So whether it's a Sonia with her rangy arms and her big voice out there being able to complement that, or Monia with her tenacity and her skill level being able to come around and get those balls, and even now with Carla Pretorius from South Africa, she's just so dogged in her defence, and just any scrap ball she's first on there too. So as long as I can get a deflection or a tip to it, she's picking it up and rewarding our team with that possession. So it's one thing that I really enjoy, and I think that's one of the reasons why I've enjoy playing netball for so long. It's the defensive partnerships that I've had over the years, and that goes back all the way through from not just my school days but the Super League days, with playing the likes of Billy and Catherine and Sonia at England level, and Amanda Newton and Nada Hutchinson, and all those brilliant netballers that we've had in the UK.
I think I've done pretty well. It's taken me nearly 9 minutes to even begin to ask you about England.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
I waffle on a little bit.
Probably the pair of us. I do go off on tangents. The England debut was 2001. 132 caps later, all those silvers and that gold at the Com Games, you still get the same feeling stepping out on court?
I absolutely do, and I wouldn't be playing this game if I didn't have the same pride and honour to be able to sort of put on that England dress and step out on court and do my job, not just for my team but for the country as well. And to be able to finally get my hands on for my very own gold medal, and as a team we managed to achieve it after all the years that I've been doing it and all the years that I've been with some amazing netballers, and we've just fallen short at that final hurdle. For it to all come together this year, it's definitely fairy tale stuff and something that I'll never forget, and I'm just honoured that I could be part of such an amazing group that we've been the first to not only make a final in the Commonwealth Games but to win it and bring home a gold for the country and for everyone in back in the UK and who's been sort of supporting us along the way.
I hope you've got the cuddly mascot safe as well.
I have. I heard they're
mega rare.
Yeah, prized possessions there. Yeah, mega rare. And so I'm very honoured the fact that I've got a nice normal one, and I've also got a gold one as well. So yes, I've kept them together, and I've got my eyes on them as much as I have my gold medal, because I hear sometimes they go walkies as well.
I even got in touch with Nat's mum and just said, "Oh, if there's any spare in the airport, I'll have one."
Please,
and she was
me.
Like, "No, they're literally all sold out."
Yeah, I heard that someone had to get, I think it was a parent trying to get some for her kids. She had to drive an hour and a half down the road to a different airport, go through customs to be able to buy it in their news agents. Like, none of the other shops around locally had any left. They're a sought after item.
Players I've spoken to in the past can either watch and embrace every second of key games and finals. Others would just rather keep the memories in their head and how they saw it. Mm. How's that for you?
I think for me, I've always been about the feeling. And there's almost small moments. It's like if you're watching back a movie and just watching the trailers, the little snippets. And for me, I've got the feeling that I had throughout different patches of the game and the feeling, obviously, that I had afterwards and that pure elation. But there's almost little moments of looking at eye contact, so looking at my wing defence or my goal defence in the eye, whenever we've turned over the ball or ball's got through our gap, or being able to send a passage of play all the way through the court and the shooter's finishing it off. So, I'm definitely probably a little bit of a mix of having that sort of vision in my head and also the feeling, but definitely very much about what it felt like out there and to be in that sort of environment.
You're playing your best in arguably the best league in the world. Doesn't come much better than that, does it?
I'm pretty honoured to be in a position I am, and obviously came off a massive year last year with not just being able to captain a Suncorp Super Netball team as sort of the first import ever, but to be able to take it out in our first year of existence as a club was massive, and it still hasn't sort of settled in what we managed to achieve last year, because it was huge, and to then go on and win Fast Five, beat New Zealand a few times, and then come away with a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games. It's been an absolutely massive sort of 12 months, if not a bit longer, and one I'm very grateful for, because as I said, I've been at this game for almost 20 years now, and I know the highs and lows that come with it, and success is hard to achieve, and I think for now the hardest thing is about trying to maintain that and keeping that consistency.
Vixens, you're playing in the same squad as Karen Bailey, weren't you?
Yeah, so I've got very fond friendship with Karen. Karen's obviously having a fantastic season from looking at all reports on social media with the Mavericks. She's in a great team. I'm very good friends with Sasha Corbin, and I know she'll be leading those bunch of girls nicely. And yeah, there's a good bunch of girls around her. But being able to play with Karen, we actually just got it. And those of you who see Karen, she probably comes across as not very warming to start with, but she's actually really sensitive, and I'm probably giving away all her top secrets here, because she's one of those that you think, oh, she seems a bit moody, but really she's a beautiful girl, will do anything for everybody, and the heart and soul that she puts in on court is exactly what you get and what lifts those around you. So I had some great years playing with Karen at Vixens, and we had some great success as well, and I'm so happy for her that she's doing really well over in the UK in the Super League.
I have spoken to her, so when you finish this, have a listen. That was shameless, I'm sorry. The Sunshine Coast then was obviously the right move for you on and off court. Loving it?
I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, you can't go too far wrong with the scenery and the beautiful beaches and the warm weather, but the environment that Knowles has been able to create up here with the club culture and what we believe in, what we're playing for, what we stand for as a group of individuals and a team, is something that I very much love being part of. And obviously having success helps last year, and we're obviously on a bit of a trickier road now, but it's definitely still an environment that I'm so happy to be part of.
The Bournemouth connection has seen a partnership with Fight for 10. How have you seen them grow since you started as an ambassador?
They always say you can take the Bournemouth girl out of Bournemouth, but you can't take Bournemouth out of the girl, and that's definitely me. And to have a partnership with Viper 10 was just tick, tick, tick for me. They're a brand that are all about sort of family and that local connection, but they also create and provide quality. And everything that they say, they keep to. And for me, that means so much, and particularly in a world of sport where you making promises and people are going off your word, and you need that quality. And in order to have quality comes success. And to see them have a business that's just grown from strength to strength, and one that I can be behind and support, I'm all for. And the fact that they're lovely people as itself, like, I've been into the offices many times and I've tried on all the gear, and it's just so great to be part of another family. And that's what I'm all about, being part of good teams and good families. And Viper 10 are definitely a brand that are growing, and I'm so excited to be a part of that and growing along that ride with them.
And you've been mega busy since the end of the Com Games, launching new netball as well. I'm surprised you haven't had one already.
I know, I've been a little bit busy with studies and playing here and playing there, but I've managed to get around to designing my very own Gilbert netball. So nice and easy to purchase. They're all online. They're only $14.99 and delivered worldwide. So nice and simple. So yeah, definitely get out there and grab yourself a Jiva Mentor netball. And I've got a brand new website to put the information out there. And Wikipedia's got some information on me, but quite often it's incorrect. So I thought, why not create my own website, get all the facts on there, and then it makes it nice and easy for people.
So I am hoping that your next answer will give me a bit of an exclusive. Would you like to guess what the question is? Are you all set for Liverpool? Are you all set for Liverpool and possibly your 6 Commonwealth Games? Please.
I'll start by answering, calm down, and that should answer your question. So yes, I've been practicing my accent. It probably needs a little bit more work, so I hope that my netball will shine more than my accent. Definitely very keen for Liverpool, and living out in Australia at the moment, I know how eager the Aussies are to come over on our turf and really hand it to us. So it's going to be an absolute crazy, intense and exciting World Cup, and we get to host it, and we get all these amazing netballers coming over. So I'm very much looking forward to being part of that journey with the England Roses. And who knows, with having a home Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in 4 years' time, if the body's still holding up, could be the exclusive. You could see me there. If I'm still needed in the team, then very much so.
It's a shame this isn't video call, but I was sent as a little smiler.
There's a big smile.
And finally, just the importance of giving back to everybody and how important that grassroots is to you.
Yeah. I think for me, it's so important that not only as athletes that we stay grounded, but we also know where we came from and that we can inspire the next generation. And there's some amazing netballers out there, and they're great role models. And I think we're in a perfect opportunity to be able to inspire the next sort of young netballer coming through, whether they're a girl or a boy, whether they're just getting involved in sport or keeping active. So I'm very much a believer in getting out in the community and doing what you can, and whether that's involved in netball, whether that's involved in a healthy eating campaign or just getting active. I think it's so important that everyone has the chance to get out there and about and just sort of spread the love of playing sport, and particularly a sport like netball that can bring people so much joy.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people are pretty cool, so I get along with them really well, so it was an easy fit. I saw the kits, and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty, and just different. So yeah, it was cool, and they're really comfortable.
It's a netball show with Viper 10. a bit of a special because not only have we had Jeeva Mentor, but let's speak to the MD and co-founder, Stephanie Essex.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You are ex-Super League player, ex-England under 21. So when you were involved with the game, did you realise the problems that were about with lesser quality kit?
To an extent, I mean, it wasn't really on my radar massively at the time. I don't think I ever really intended to end up in the world of sportswear. It kind of happened by chance. I actually, after university, went to work with the guys at Bournemouth Sevens Festival around 2009. And that's how I got involved. And, you know, we had a lot of teams coming to the festival sort of in tatty kit, not very bright on the netball side. But then you kind of had this concept, I guess, with the rugby sevens kit world and it being very bright and vibrant. And we just thought there's a huge opportunity, you know, to create a colourful, vibrant and head-turning sportswear brand and just shake up the industry, really.
What were those early years like for you? Was a lot of it word of mouth? I mean, I think Pam Cookie was an early ambassador.
Yeah, so Pam Cookie was actually, I guess, our first international netball ambassador. We did largely rely a lot on word of mouth, but something that we also did, which I think was probably pretty different, was we wanted to create a digital business model which was very socially engaging. So at the time, you know, Facebook was just coming into play, Twitter, and we just wanted to be something that, you know, was an energizing, pioneering, a bit cheeky, but ultimately a very team focused brand. And that's essentially what we had to do.
Have you seen that customer base online grow in that time?
So now we're actually delivering all over the world. The UK market for us grew incredibly quickly, largely from word of mouth, but also from our social media presence. You know, our Facebook numbers were over 20,000 fans, Twitter 10,000. And actually that's led to, I guess, people further afield getting in touch with us. We deliver to Australia, Dubai, America, you know, everywhere now. So it's been fantastic to see the growth of the brand. But ultimately what we've tried to do is just have really high customer service, and that naturally leads to, you know, teams passing on our contact details, telling people to get in touch with us. So it's been a really organic growth, but it's been fantastic.
You're heavily involved with the Super League. I mean, Team Bath, Sirens, Netball Scotland, all with kits. That particular partnership with them and increasing awareness, how important are those kind of things to you?
Yeah, working with the Super League teams and also, you know, the athletes that are in those teams, you know, you've got international netballers, that's incredibly important to us to get, you know, feedback on products. And also for the awareness point, Sirens have been incredible to work with. When they were announced that they were coming into the Super League team, we managed to get in touch with Claire Nelson. She had a very strong vision for her brand, what she wanted to create up there, you know, blazing a trail in women's sport, big picture thinking. You know, we couldn't really say no to that opportunity. And also the opportunity to work with Team Bath Netball, when you look at the legacy of the players that have worn the blue and gold dress and still do wear, you know, the likes of Ebony Beckford Chambers and Kadeen Corbin, obviously now Commonwealth Games gold medalists, you know, they've been a fantastic partnership to work with. And obviously my background went to university at Bath, so, you know, Team Bath Netball holds a very special place in my heart.
And those ambassadors of Jeeva, Chelsea, Stacey, Claire, that again is another solid partnership with people that are making an impact.
Absolutely. Jeeva's kind of always been sort of aware of the brand because obviously we're Bournemouth based, as is Jeeva. And something that she was really keen to do was to put Bournemouth on the sporting map. So we had a conversation with her a little while ago, invited her to become a brand ambassador, which she agreed to, which was incredible. I mean, she's a fantastic ambassador for, you know, women's sport and netball as a whole. Equally, you know, Stacey Francis, she's probably one of the most gritty players in the netball scene at the moment. Fantastic talent. And she works incredibly hard on her fitness, her training. If you ever, you know, manage to capture a video of her in the gym, she is an incredible athlete. Equally, she's a very good friend of mine and kind of shared the same values, what we wanted to achieve with 5x10 and also what she wants to achieve within her netball career. Obviously, Chelsea as well, you know, when we started speaking to her, she had just been announced in the England squad. And we also managed to find out at the time that her dad was born in Dorset, obviously, which is where we're based. So we felt that there was a really nice a link up there.
The good thing is, it's not just the sport. You're heavily involved with Bournemouth Sevens as well. It's almost a week away.
I know.
And massive that you've got example this year.
Yep. So Bournemouth Sevens Festival is our sister company, and we're the official sportswear partner. But yep, you're absolutely right, Andy. Example is headlining this Saturday night this year, which is a huge announcement for us. The response to that announcement has been incredible. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that. But we're welcoming 400 teams. 96 of those are our netball teams. 30,000 people, 15 festival arenas, 3,000 campers, and one big party. So it's going to be good fun, and we're just praying for sunshine.
Are any specific packages still available on that?
Our netball competitions have all sold out. They tend to sell out by the end of February, sort of beginning of March each year, so you do have to be pretty quick. But weekend festival tickets, they are still available. We are expecting to announce a sellout any day now. So if people are interested in coming down, watching a bit of netball, grabbing a beer, chilling out, and then watching example, then just head to the Bournemouth7s.com website and take a look.
Bombarding you with websites at the minute, but online at viper10.com, it has won awards. I think one of the good things about it is that 3D kit designer. How much work did that take?
Yeah, a lot of work went into our 3D netball dress designer and 3D kit designer. We wanted to make it mobile friendly so that, you know, if players were at a team training session, you know, someone could have their phone out, everyone could be around on their phones, and essentially just designing their team kit. You can do it in 60 seconds. It's incredibly easy. But we did spend a lot of time and a lot of finance just getting that user experience right, and not overcomplicating things. You know, we just wanted to make the process as simple as possible for our customers so that they can, you know, have a bit of fun with it too. That's one thing that we wanted with Viper 10, was that, you know, we wanted to put the fun back into team wear, for teams to really get involved in the designing of their own kit, rather than, you know, be told that they could have navy and red with their logo on. That's not what we're about.
It sounds like there's always something around the corner. So what you got next?
Good question. hopefully a little break after Bournemouth Sevens. But then things will massively ramp up for us over the summer. It's obviously our busiest period. Teams ordering new kit for the season ahead. We're exciting about some of our plans, obviously, for Super League next season, which at the moment are obviously all confidential. But equally as well, just doing a really good job with our current partners and customers. You know, we've got a fantastic opportunity to work with Netball Scotland over the course of the next year. Obviously, Netball World Cup coming up. So I'm pretty excited about a kit launch for that. You know, we love what you guys are doing at the Netball Show, which is obviously why we partnered. And I think the more people we can get talking about netball, the opportunities, hearing about things online. I sometimes walk to work, I put the podcast in or other podcasts. So yeah, it's just about getting it in people's faces so they can see what an incredible sport it is.
And for you, when you see live games and it's Bath v Sirens, they're in the kit, and then later there's pictures online of fans in merchandise, that's got to be job done, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's fantastic for us. But equally, I think there's still so many opportunities in netball. I think in terms of the fans wearing the kit and the merchandise, I think we're actually still at relatively early days. I'd love to get it to a place where it's in a similar position to, I guess, you know, rugby fans or even football fans, where every single fan has an item of merchandise and wears that, you know, out and about everywhere. So that's the place I'd love to get netball to. So still early days, but a huge opportunity.
And what's 5x10 on Twitter and on Facebook, just so we can give you a follow?
Yeah, so on Twitter and Facebook, we're Viper 10 Sports. Just head over, have a little look, check out our designs. Something you'll see as well is we like to have a bit of brand personality on those platforms. So sometimes we will come across a bit cheeky and fun-loving, but ultimately, you know, we're customer-focused and we're sports-mad.
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I think given this opportunity, you take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.